Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. I don't know. How to express this. I don't know how we got here. Rudy Giuliani is a legendary American hero. Let's just be clear about that, right? As district attorney or city prosecutor in New York, he basically single-handedly brought down the mob, right? That was his start. That alone makes him a legendary figure, a man of historical importance. He, of course, comes to prominence as the young prosecutor, takes on the New York City mob and brings it down through RICO charges. He parlays that in becoming the mayor of New York. Of course, America's mayor during 9/11. Somebody that has proven himself as an honorable archon of justice, right? In any other time period, in any other culture, what he's achieved politically, he's not a person that was surrounded by scandals. He's not somebody that grubbed his way up like Kamala Harris. He's somebody that has actual, tangible, incredibly important historical achievements in the realm of criminal justice. And who carried out his administration of New York in a way that, like, we wish all politicians would do. This man, at 80 years old, is having everything he owns taken from him, literally. Because he questioned Georgia election workers that are on camera after poll watchers have gone home, after they lied about a water main break in Georgia. They're on video pulling out ballots from tubs under desks and running them through machines over and over. The same ballots. It's on video.
There's audio.
It was illegal. It was after they lied to send all the poll watchers home, and they promised they were stopped counting, and then they kept counting. This is how they stole the election. Because he brought this up, they're taking everything from him. They're celebrating it. They're like ecstatic over this. There's no future for a culture that does this to its heroes, okay? There's no way forward when this is the way you treat. I mean, he's the Daniel Penny of politicians, right? Steps up, does the right thing, and is now being punished for it. Story from CNN. Rudy Giuliani must give control of luxury items and Manhattan apartment to Georgia election workers he defamed, judge rules. A federal judge on Tuesday ordered former Donald Trump attorney and New York mayor Rudy Giuliani to turn over all his valuable possessions and his Manhattan penthouse apartment to the control of Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, the Georgia election workers he defamed and to whom he now owes $150 million. $150 million for defaming some fat bitches from Georgia. Like, what are you talking about?
We were all thinking it.
I'm thinking other stuff. Judge Louis Lyman of the federal court in Manhattan said Giuliani must turn over his interest in the property to the women in 7 days to a receivership, which they will control. The judge's turnover order of the luxury items is swift and simple, but the penthouse apartment will have its control transferred so Freeman and Moss can sell it, potentially for millions of dollars. The women who counted Georgia ballots after the 2020 election will also be entitled to about $2 million in legal fees, Giuliani has said the Trump campaign solos him, the judge said. In addition to the Trump campaign fees in New York apartment, Giuliani must turn over a collection of several watches, including ones given to him by European presidents after September 11th, 2001 attacks, a signed Joe DiMaggio jersey, and other sports memorabilia, a 1980 Mercedes once owned by Hollywood star Lauren Bacall. Additionally, the judge ordered that Giuliani turn over his television, items of furniture, and jewelry. This is a more severe punishment than murderers and rapists get. You still get to keep your stuff if you rape somebody. You don't have your, like, heirlooms, things your father gave you, taken from you and given to somebody else because you questioned their professional activity. In America, particularly about an election. So if you question the propriety or the honesty of election workers in America, that election worker can then sue you and take everything you own, everything your children were going to inherit, things that aren't even worth much but have a sentimental value as like trophies or items of importance from a historic life of public service. Like, what the hell is happening? How did it get this far? Where? When did we let it get like this? Lyman hasn't yet decided if Giuliani will be able to keep a Palm Beach, Florida condominium he owns or the four New York Yankees World Series rings he has, which Giuliani's son contends his father gave him. Okay, so now they're taking rings from Giuliani's son because Giuliani gave them to his son. Michael Gottlieb, a lawyer for Freeman and Moss, told CNN's Aaron Burnett on Out Front that the judge's order was, quote, necessary and key step in our client's ability to start to recover some of what has been taken away from them. Nothing has been taken away from them. They didn't have anything to begin with. It's, I'm speechless. He says, today's ruling, I think, is an example of how the justice system, even though it may take some time and even though it may resolve and the courage of people like Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss will hold powerful people to account for these kind of wrongs, he said. Questioning why they were putting the same ballot through the machine over and over. Questioning why they were continuing to count ballots after sending all of the ballot observers home, the election observers home. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm speechless. Is this just like, not only is this not justice, this is beyond description. I mean, this is just, it's literally completely insane. I mean, maybe not. I mean, maybe this is just the way it is now. I mean, Alex Jones gets fined $1.5 billion for questioning why a father who lost his kid is laughing. 10 years later. The judge said he was using a receivership to facilitate the transfer of Giuliani's New York property to the women because of the unique nature of the asset. He noted that one of the advantages of using the legal mechanism is that it's well suited to working with auction houses and brokers like Sotheby's and Christie's to ensure the maximum sale value is realized. The defamation case against Giuliani and the latest steps to enforce the judgment are examples of how the lawyers who assisted in Trump's election subversion schemes have faced consequences for those actions, even as the criminal prosecutions against Trump and his allies have been slow to gain traction. Giuliani, who previously served as U.S. attorney in Manhattan, has also lost his law license because of how he perpetrated false election claims, and professional disciplinary proceedings against other former Trump lawyers are ongoing. Right-wing news outlets, including Fox News, have had to settle lawsuits brought by voting machine companies, and former executives were subject to other election conspiracy theories. Last December, a federal judge ordered Giuliani to pay nearly $150 million for his lies about Freeman and Moss, and the pair have been working ever since to collect the money. He was ordered to pay $16 million to Freeman for defamation, $17 million to Moss for defamation, $20 million each for emotional distress, and $75 million in total for punitive damages. He questioned whether they're cheating in the election. He claimed to see what we all saw with our eyes, the fact that Georgia pretended to shut down counting, only to continue counting throughout the night, and for all of those votes to go exclusively to Joe Biden, putting him just above Donald Trump by the time we all woke up in the morning. And because he questioned this, two warthogs.